Hey, for those of you, this is your very first time listening to a DannyJohnson.com call. This call is being recorded. It is absolutely costing you nothing other than you paying for the toll fee to get to the call itself. Usually to book a call with our office, it's going to cost you about $600 to book a one-hour conference call. And so in this case, this is absolutely free. Hopefully you're going to get $600 worth of information out of tonight. Tonight what I'm going to do is I've got 10 more questions that have been sent in. We get hundreds and literally thousands of questions that have been sent through email to our office. And I picked randomly 10 questions that many of you have sent in. There's actually hundreds of you that have asked the same of these 10 questions. So I'm going to handle these. They have to do with training a team, motivation, and building a business. And so these are going to be the three different topics, 10 different questions that we're going to answer once we get this thing going. Now, my name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started, I was an uneducated 19-year-old female who did not have a whole lot of confidence due to the fact that my parents were drug addicts and my father was extremely abusive. I was told my whole life I'm fat, ugly, good for nothing, and I would never make it in life, and that I should just go try to find some rich guy to marry, and hopefully everything would be okay. And so it took me a couple months actually to get the courage to sign the application to go into business for myself. Once I did, I failed miserably the first 6 months until I went to a training seminar that I could not afford and it wasn't the right time for me. It wasn't in my local area either. And so once I plugged into that particular training seminar, in 8 days following that workshop, I made $4,000. The very next month, I wound up making the very next 6 months following, the total income was $51,000. Then I ran off and got married to a guy that drained my bank account and maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name, completely, absolutely homeless. I don't know if you've ever been in a horribly distraught, terrifying, victimized circumstance. I had many times up to that point, and I really got tired of winding up on that end of the deal. And so I started a business from the trunk of my car at a payphone booth after several weeks of being homeless, being 50 pounds overweight, having no brochures, no product, no help, no nothing, not even a physical address to have something shipped to. Started a business and just plopping quarters into a payphone booth, made $2,000 the first 10 hours, then $6,500 the next 40 hours, $10,000 my first full-time month. By the end of the first year, made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I'd made my first million. This all happened by the time I was 23 years of age. Following that, since then, I have been working and training and developing businesses for the last total of 17 years. We've been blessed. I met my husband through the business. I have 5 children and a grandbaby. And none of what we have today would have been possible if God did not place us in an opportunity that gave us the chance to become who we needed to become, to work with other people that had strengths that covered our weaknesses, to be able to train and develop others to a leadership level that they never would have been able to achieve had they not come in contact with what it was that we were doing. And so this really has given us a chance to not only be blessed financially, but to bless thousands of people's lives, and I mean tens of thousands of people's lives, not only in our country, but abroad, and beyond that, taking money that we've earned through our business and sowing it into other countries like Thailand and Africa and Israel, and being able to sow tens of thousands of dollars monthly into helping those that are in need, the poor, the widows, the needy, and children, even children in the United States of America who have been abandoned by drug-addicted parents or abusive parents and are being raised in orphanages right here on our soil, as well as orphanages in India and Africa and also in Thailand, and so as well as Israel. And so what a blessing that here two young kids were able to get started in business for ourselves, and who I had come from welfare, my husband had come from welfare, and here in this great country that we live in, have an opportunity to be able to go out and be all that we wanted to be, all that God called us to be, and to get the chance to pull other people out of a rut, out of being stuck, out of a life of no vision, no purpose, no future, and to help give them a platform where they could raise themselves up and do something much greater than just paying their bills, do something greater than just buying a Mercedes, do something greater than just buying houses, do something greater than just fattening themselves up with all the gluttony that exists in our nation and nations abroad, but to add some purpose to their lives, reaching out to somebody else and helping them take advantage of that same exact platform so they can step up their lives and make a difference as well. And so that's what it is that we, a part, tiny little piece of what it is that we do. Now you can find us at www.DaniJohnson.com. Again, that's DaniJohnson.com. Now, if you have access to the internet while talking to me, I highly recommend that you just go ahead and pull up that website now, because I'm going to show you a couple of different places how you can use this website to turn profits for yourself. How can you make money using a free website? In fact, I've got my computer right here. I'm going to pull it up as well. So I'm going to direct you to a couple of different places. The first thing on that site is go ahead and just fill out that form. Just do it right now while I'm talking to you. Fill out that form. It's just a free membership is all it is. That free membership is going to get you into the archived audio vault. That audio vault has 30 hours of free training and equipping for you to be able to launch your business in a more professional way, earning a professional level of income. There's lots of you that have launched a business, but whether or not it's turning professional profits is a whole other story. So if you'd like to turn professional profits, just the free archived calls can turn six figures for you right off the bat. If you really want to get serious about building your business, there's a whole other level of things that you can do. But you can just go ahead and start yourself on the bottom feeding of what this website has available for you. So get familiar with those 30 hours of free archived calls. Now, you know what? I think there's somebody on my line somehow that's on a cell phone. If you are on my line, I can hear you. Please star six your line right now so that we have no problems with the recording of the call. I haven't heard of star six yet. Anyone that's on a cell phone, star six your line. Okay, cool. All right. We appreciate that. Okay, so here we go, Joe. Have you got the website up yet? Okay, you know what? I think I'm going to drop a little bit of a seed. What I'm going to tell you right now, before I go into these 10 questions, is this, is that, creating a dynasty is coming up. Many of you guys already know that. There's a lot of you, nearly 600 of you that are registered already coming to that particular event. And, for those of you who have no idea what that is, if you click on events, you'll find out what that's all about. You're not qualified to go unless you've already graduated from First Step to Success. So for many of you, you can't even go. You're not qualified as of yet to be able to plug into that. But there's many of you, there's a couple thousand of you that are qualified to be able to go to Creating a Dynasty. And what I have to tell you is that Australia is seriously putting themselves on the map. I've got to have a hard talk with my Americans, because we have seven countries that will be represented in Los Angeles, California, this coming weekend, Memorial Day weekend. And what I need to tell you is this, is that the country of Australia, which is smaller in population than just the city of Los Angeles. Did you hear me? Okay? The Los Angeles area has more population than the entire country of Australia. And the entire country of Australia just about to beat all of California in their representation at Creating a Dynasty. That we have almost as many leaders coming overseas to Creating a Dynasty this weekend than the state of California does, and Creating a Dynasty is in the state of California, Los Angeles, California. In fact, Australia is just under 100 people that they are bringing to Los Angeles. In fact, including their brothers and sisters, the New Zealanders, they are right just there at 100 people that they're bringing to Los Angeles, California, many of them flying 13 to 15 hours, depending on where in their country they are. They are beating it out. All I know is 24% of the attendees this coming weekend at Creating a Dynasty is out of this country. 25% of them are out of this country, and majority of them are overseas. We've got Australia, New Zealand, Denmark, the UK, Singapore, and Canada. Canada obviously is not traveling overseas, but Australia, New Zealand, Denmark, UK, and Singapore is. So all I know is that this particular dynasty is going to be absolutely like no other Creating a Dynasty that I've ever done. I've been doing Creating a Dynasty for 15 years. Creating a Dynasty was only done for my private organization until a year and a half ago. We opened it to the general public a year and a half ago, and here we are. This is the third dynasty that we've done to the general public, and 24% of it is out of the United States of America. In fact, this is how I know that this will be, God has pulled people of many nations to this Southern California to be trained up, to be equipped, to be ignited, to be stirred, to be given strategies that are above the norm, to be given ability and impartation of ability, supernatural gifting with people, motivating people, leadership skills, money management skills, financial independence skills, communication skills. And here's what I know, that 24% of the people that are coming are not even inside the U.S. borders. So here's something that is fact. This will be a dynasty with the strongest of desire and no excuses. The most committed, this is what we know, what our international brothers and sisters are bringing to the table in Los Angeles is no excuses. Come on, we have almost 100 Australians flying for 13 to 15 hours. Okay, listen to me. A minimum of $2,000 a plane ticket. Minimum. Many of them paying more. Our New Zealanders are paying more than $2,000 for a plane ticket. That's no excuse. That's high commitment level. That's incredible amount of drive. That is against all odds, not waiting for dynasty to come to them. No, they are going after it. That's what this is. That's the energy that'll be in that room. That what we have now, check this out. Here's the top 10. Here's the top 10 states internationally. I had to count international because Australia has beat out a few states in the United States. Top 10 states internationally represented for the Leadership Advanced Training Seminar taking place in Los Angeles, creating a dynasty this weekend. You ready? Number one is California, USA. It better be. We're having the event in LA. It better be number one. But let me tell you, friends, you have got the country of Australia on your tails. In fact, the number two state represented at creating a dynasty with the most amount of people coming from their state is Queensland, Australia. That includes the Gold Coast and Brisbane. Queensland, Australia is number two, represented most people coming from that particular state in the top 10 for creating a dynasty of all that leadership. Number three, Texas, U.S. Okay? Number three, top promoting state is Texas, United States of America. Number four is Arizona, United States of America. Number five is New South Wales, Australia. New South Wales, Australia beat out Utah, one of the largest networking states in the United States. Florida, Georgia? No, New South Wales, Australia is number five most well-promoted leadership state out of all the international countries that are coming. Number six is the state of Washington, the United States of America. Number seven is Southern Australia. Number eight, Alberta, Canada, Florida, and Minnesota is number eight top promoters in all of that's going to be represented in Dynasty. Number nine, Michigan, Ohio, Georgia, and Oregon are tied for number nine. Number 10, check this out. British Columbia, Canada is tied for number 10 with Virginia and Colorado. Holy smokes. My U.S. brothers and sisters, here's the deal. In the top 10, the event is on American soil. In the top 10, here's what we have. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 of the top 10 are outside of U.S. By the way, British Columbia, Canada, and Colorado, you guys are just about to be tied again with New Zealand. New Zealand right now is number 11 and only by two people. Only by two people. Which means if they have three people sign up today, jump on a plane today, and show up in L.A., guess what? Just tell me, guess what? Here's the deal. That puts them at number 10 and B.C., Virginia, and Colorado, number 11. I know this sounds a little competitive, but here is the facts. The facts is that Australia has put themselves on the map big time. Australia is doing whatever they can to get us to get out there consistently. I hope you know what that means, U.S. The other thing I want to tell you is that there is something that you all can learn from our Aussies, something big time that you can learn. They've only had two events in their country, only two. That means there's a very small group of people that qualify to even go to Dynasty. Only two. Only two. Come on, the last 2.5 years we've been doing first steps outside of U.S. Only two. U.S. Multiple, can't count, nearly every month. Oh my gosh, all I know is California, this would be really, really sad if the Australians came up and beat you on your own soil, in your own city. That would absolutely stink. Same with Arizona. Oh, come on, brothers. They already have, actually. Nevada, you guys aren't even in the top 10. Come on, guys. Give me a break. Are you going to put us to shame? Come on, guys. I mean, Oregon and Washington? Guys, you guys are close. You all can drive. Utah, you can drive. Idaho, hello, pick that zero. What's up? North Dakota and South Dakota have more than Idaho. Come on, guys. Got to give me a break here. I mean, seriously. Kentucky has more than Idaho, Nevada, and Utah. Hello? All I know is, isn't it sad? Guys, what have we become? These people just heard about Dynasty, by the way, 30 days ago. The Aussies just heard about Dynasty 30 days ago. Come on. Okay, so I know you must be thinking, maybe Australians have more money than U.S. Beep, wrong answer. Try again. Okay, maybe, oh, I know why. It's Memorial Day weekend, and they don't celebrate Memorial Day. Beep, wrong answer. Try again. Or are you trying to tell me that a barbecue or a day on the lake is a good enough excuse to even start adding it up to the expenses that that this other country has to incur to be able to come? Look at them. They have to come extra. In fact, some of them are on their way right now because of the time change and the dateline, the international dateline that they have to cross. So they have to leave days in advance to get here in order for them to acclimate to our time zone. Because right now it's 7:20 California time, and in Australia it is like noon. It's 12:20 in Australia right now, at least on the Gold Coast. That doesn't include the people on the other side of the country. Do you understand? It's actually noon the next day. Are you with me? It's Tuesday, 12:20 on the Gold Coast of Australia right now. Tuesday. Do you understand? And it takes 2 days to get here. Helen, are you with me? Because of the date change thing of the jigger. All right? So, I don't know, guys. All I know is those of you that are planning on being there this weekend, I'm proud of you. Absolutely proud of you. Can't wait. And I want to tell you, you better anticipate something huge to happen for you, because the energy that the international market is bringing into creating a dynasty is like none other. Their standard is like none other. Their standard is no excuses, high commitment, very driven, against all odds, not waiting for anyone to bring dynasty to me. I'm going to it. You understand? That already, the intensity level that creating a dynasty is going to begin with is frightening. In fact, I'm a little intimidated. That's crazy. The level is intimidating that these people are coming with. So, all I know is environment and influence is everything. And the environment that the rest of you from the United States are going to be in is an environment like you have never been a part of before. No question. Higher standard. Higher commitment level. No excuse. High drive. Okay? Against all odds, making things happen. All I know is you cannot hang out with leadership for 3 days. That's all that's going to be in the room is people that are either striving for leadership or already in leadership. Multiple six-figure income earners, seven-figure income earners, as well as the guy just starting out who just went to First Steps in Minneapolis, Minnesota 3 weeks ago that qualified, sees it, and says, I got to be a part of those people. I have to be a part of what's happening. There's no question that I've got to do this. Do you understand? So, by the way, the Aussies are crazy, just to let you know. So, the pajama contest, I don't know. I don't know who's going to win the pajama contest. We are having a pajama contest, pajama party on Saturday night, and I don't know. They are very competitive. All I know is that it'll be interesting to see who wins, okay? All right, I just had to let you know that, guys, because I'm floored. These numbers were brought to me an hour ago, and come on, U.S., come on, come on, Arizona, come on, Utah, come on, Oregon, Washington, California, come on, New York, give me a break. It's 5 hours flight. These guys are flying 13 to 15 hours to get here. Okay, are you with me? Come on, Michigan, Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, come on, guys. All I know is we're talking about a small country the population of the whole country, the population is the same as Los Angeles. Gee. Come on, guys. I'm not even going to say it. Okay? Okay, you ready? I'm sorry. I'm blown away. Can't believe it. All right? So, Australia, we can't wait to see you guys. I cannot wait to have these Americans learn from you, learn from your promotion ability, learn your urgency, your excitement, learn your dedication, your commitment, all of that stuff. I cannot wait for them to just rub shoulders with you and for them to feel true fire of desire and going after all of it. Now, I know there's a lot of Americans that are coming that have all that, but we're talking taking it to a whole other level. Because guess what? There's people in the Los Angeles area, San Francisco area, even northern from that are going, oh, well, I got plans this weekend, and I can't afford it. Or, you know, my husband told me I couldn't, and, you know, I'll just wait and see. I'll live off this free stuff on the website first and see if maybe, you know, my business grows some first and then see, you know, what's going to happen. So, you know, hopefully, you know, something good's going to take place, you know. Oh, my gosh, is all I have to say to that. Okay, so, yeah, proud of you guys that are coming. Big time proud of you. Okay, so let's go ahead and start with question number one. Question number one is these. How do I set a system that I can use to train my organization? They said downline. I hate that word, but I'm going to call it organization. So we will all be on the same page. You know what? That is a really, really good question. And my answer to you, my friend, is the system has already been set up. In fact, here's what I see most leaders do. What most people do is they complicate systems. They complicate it. They come up with all kinds of whacked out stuff. Some stuff is good. Some stuff is completely whacked out. And what they do is they complicate everything. They complicate everybody. And they try to control what people are doing. And when you're trying to control everything that people are doing, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. If it causes politics, and I'm going to tell you right now, it definitely is not working. No question about that. And so what you want to do is you want to adapt yourself to a system that's just very, very, very simple. And that very simple system is already in place. There's already thousands and tens of thousands of people internationally that are using a system that where they've got their teams on the same page and they're eliminating time and effort on their behalf. You know, a lot of times, I know for me, when I was first starting out and running an organization, it's almost like I wanted to be the one who started everything. And I wanted to be the one that, you know, got the credit for starting everything. And that became a huge hindrance for me, just an absolute huge hindrance for me. And what I will tell you is that the system, for example, if you go to DannyJohnson.com, that actually is a system. That's an actual real-life system. And let me ask you this, and you can decide whether or not that works, that you feel like it's going to work for you. But the system looks something like this. It's a system that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's a system that was put together by a web developer that is absolutely amazing, and it would cost you about $100,000 to put this system together yourself. As well as strategic marketing and internet marketing, about $100,000 worth of education that was done and invested into so that you could build your business easier. And so I don't know if you have an extra $100,000 laying around. I don't know if you have an extra 5 years to learn the internet marketing system. I don't know what your expertise is as far as the sales copy and all that kind of stuff, but so far, so good. We've got a pretty good track record ready and available. Not only that, but people become members for free. You don't have to manage the site. You don't have to manage any of the content, none of that kind of stuff. They can get into the archive and listen to 30 hours of free training and equipping. In fact, if you're smart, you can get into about 100 hours of training and equipping. 100 hours is a lot. Training and equipping on prospecting, closing, leadership development, building an organization, building a team, money management, time management, business time management. Those are just a few little topics that are available on the site for free for your team. How to get a new person started, how to motivate that new person, how to make your brand new person money right from the get-go. All of that stuff's on that website. It's already been recorded. It's already done. Already has a track record. We already know it already works. And so how do we know this? We collected about 4,000 testimonials in the last 2.5 years. And again, that's a lot of testimonials of people who are using it, and it's working. In fact, if you're on the website, just scroll down on the left-hand side. You'll find some testimonials right then and there. Every single page, every single product that you would see, every single letter that comes out to you has testimonials on it, new and fresh. We get them every single day. And so the bottom line is that you can't really dispute results. And I know there's some of you that you're challenged by that, and you're thinking, oh, well, I'm going to come up with a better system than that. Go right ahead, knock yourself out. There will be thousands of people this month signing up on this website, using it, and turning profits from it. While you're trying to figure it out and spending money and spending time. So it's totally up to you. Whatever you want to do is completely fine by me. We do consulting on that kind of thing. $400 for 40 minutes of consulting. It's up to you if you want to spend that kind of money. If not, it's free, and it's right here. So that totally is your deal. So the system is already set up. All it is now is promoting the system. That is the thing that's going to make you the most amount of money, is to promote a system that's in place instead of you trying to create a whole system, especially if you're in management mode. And based on this question, you must be in management mode if you're asking, how do I get a system that gets everybody on the same page? And so let me give you a couple little quick tips. Number one, you kind of need to learn the system yourself. And if you click on products, there's a number of different products to be able to help various different areas of your business. For example, the whole presentation success system, that's not just for those who do whole presentations. Not at all. That's for any of you that do any kind of presentation, where you're taking people to a conference call presentation, you're taking them to a recorded message, and that's the presentation, a live web presentation, a website, a live business presentation in a hotel or at home, whatever kind of, you all are a part of a presentation system. If you don't have that whole presentation success system, essentially you are just, you know, you're handicapping yourself is the bottom line. That's the truth. You're handicapping yourself. I'm sorry to tell you, but that's what you're doing. So anyway, so that's like a system that you can plug in, get your people nurtured on, get them running. Your brand new person to get started, you hand that to them. Obviously, you charge them for it, and it's not expensive at all. But you go ahead and you charge them for those CDs. You send them home with them. You tell them you need to listen to these because we're going to be doing this in 4 days together. They're learning how to get the job done. They're learning the protocol. They're learning the etiquette, how to act in a presentation, what to do, what not to do in a presentation. That's all of that's in there for them. So that's all pretty simple stuff, okay? As far as, like, a recruiting system, a prospecting and closing system, that stuff is also, you know, available on that site. In fact, when you first click on products, other than, you know, scroll down from the page, scroll down a little bit because the first thing you see is creating a dynasty, and then which most of you are not qualified for. But for those of you that are, if you haven't clicked right there, you're just, come on, guys. You got 24% of people coming overseas. Give me a break. Anyway, so here we go over here. You see the green CDs there in the middle of the page? Okay, so those green CDs there, that's like a 10 CD set for your foundation. That's like the foundation of building your business. That'd be a system you want to birth everybody on. I mean, simple. Foundation of advanced communication skills, closing skills, handling those objections. We're not talking, there's no hype on these CDs. There's no motivation on these CDs. It is straight content. And because of the content and because of, you know, dealing with people's stuff with this content and giving them tools that they can use, they get confident and motivated internally, self-motivated, instead of them having to be motivated. You understand? So there you go on that. Okay, so that's one. Also, another system that's available on that site, which is profound, if you wanted to have a great month, in the month of June, for example, if you wanted to have just an outstanding, high recruiting numbers month, we've got two leaders, in fact, who have filled up most of the class that's taken place in June, and it's a prospecting and recruiting class and closing class. And this is a four-week class where we meet with a small group on the phone. They are held accountable by myself. They're sending me emails as to how many calls they've done, how many presentations they've done, how many people they've closed, what the responses were. And basically, I monitor their growth, and I coach them on how they can improve it. There's zero teaching, so to speak, from a like what I'm doing right now, teaching. No, it is all role-playing. So it's an hour and a half every Tuesday for prospecting, an hour and a half every Thursday for closing. If you personally wanted to have, like, the biggest recruiting numbers you've ever had in your entire career of being in your business, if you wanted the highest sales volume month you've ever had, pack out those calls. The more people you have in your organization going through these prospecting and closing classes together at the same time, guess what? I am pushing them to much bigger production than what they think they can do. And what happens every time we teach this class, which we haven't done a class since January, open to the general public, what happens every single time is we have 5 to 6 top recruiters in there, meaning people who have never recruited they sponsor their first one, but they sponsor 20 to 30 in their first month recruiting. Are you with me? It could be somebody that's been around for 3 years and hasn't recruited somebody for a year and a half. Do you understand? Come into that class and wind up being in the top five of the bonus pools in the whole company. So imagine if you packed out those classes, which are cheap, if you packed out those classes, and again, it's limited seating, but if you were the one, you were the leader that packed those classes out, you will have a record month for the month of June. When most people are starting to get unfocused with graduations and all that nonsense, they're looking for excuses to play instead of to work, I am riding their backs, pushing them forward to do more than they ever thought they could do. Could you imagine what will happen to your check in June? It's scary what will happen to your check in June. By the way, we've got Australians that are scheduled for that class, and guess what? They'll be up at 2 a.m. in the morning. They will be up at 2 a.m. in the morning to listen on those classes. So the class is 9 a.m. California time. That is 2 a.m. their time. Are you with me? There's no excuses, all I have to say. Well, I have to work, you know. That's noon, East Coast time, whatever. The Australians are not sleeping so that they can grow and build their business. There's no excuses, all I have to say. No excuse at all. Number two. Please give me tips on how to get more of my associates to First Steps so they are not leaning on me for all the training. You know what? This is in the top 10 most common questions that come into our training information. Number one, you got to tell a lot of stories. Tell lots of stories. The bottom line is facts sell, stories sell. That's the truth. And so you want to get good at telling stories. Every First Step, there's always people spitting out testimonials left and right. Right? So, you know, here's a story for you. Kathy, you know, she attended First Steps June of 2005. Okay, so it's a year ago. Her check tripled. Her work hours have gone down, and her check has gone up. That's Kathy. Okay? Then we have Geneva, 26-year-old, is plugged into DannyJohnson.com for over a year. It's been her third First Steps. And by the way, her income changed a bit after she started listening to the free calls. She came to First Steps in January. In January, February, and Minneapolis, okay? And so check it out. In 90 days, actually that her fourth course steps was Minneapolis. January, February, March, she just saw her in L.A. In fact, I remember her and her husband. In 90 days, her check, she made $80,000. This is a 26-year-old mom, okay? She doubled what she made all last year in just the first 90 days of this year after plugging herself and other people in the First Steps. Tell those stories, okay? Todd, attended First Steps in Boston right after First Steps. Half of the first day, his income doubled, okay? Attending Creating a Dynasty, his income quadrupled. Hello? That's insane. Just recently, he sponsored 85 people. In the month of April, he sponsored 85 people. That's insane. Okay, Renee, started in business January 2005, little to no success, attended St. Louis in October of 2005, plugged into DannyJohnson.com, made $120,000 her first year. Hello? She majorly accelerated her income after going to St. Louis in October. All I know is, oh, check this out. This year so far, she has made over $100,000. That was as of May. Out of the end of April, out of her April check, had already made $100,000. I don't know. All I know is tell people stories. Stories work. Facts sell, stories sell. Here's another thing you can do. You need to always be promoting. You know, people are funny. They want their teams to go to First Steps. However, they don't promote it. You know, they think we're going to get it by osmosis. Now, they might get some if they're a member on the website. However, comma, if you want to drive your team, like, for example, the Australians are driving their team to creating a dynasty, like the Australians drove their team. And I'm not talking about physically driving, obviously, because they're flying. But I mean that I know there's no question in my mind. There's no question in my mind that since we left Australia that they have been sending out emails and they've been making phone calls to all the people that were at First Steps in April. There's no doubt. The payment problem saying, we're going without you, we'd rather you be with us. We know that we're going to explode after this Creating a Dynasty seminar, and we know that you're going to regret it if you're not there with us. That's what I know they're doing that. How else did they go from the numbers that they had, which was 77 that signed up? We expected half of them to cancel. They not only didn't cancel, but They brought up 30 more. I don't get that. That's amazing. All I know is, here you go. Okay, so always be promoting. So here's the way I did it, is that I continuously had every business presentation I did, we talked about first step success and told first step stories. Whether that every conference call we did, we talked about first steps and first step stories. Gave the date, Virginia Beach, June 16th and 17th, I believe it is. No, 17th and 18th. June 17th and 18th, Virginia Beach, Virginia. You know, so every business presentation, we used to do 8 a week. Every conference call that we would do, you know, we would have, in fact, back during the season, we were doing 3 conference calls a day, 6 days a week. So there you go. That's 18 conference calls a week. So every single conference call, every recorded message, every email, everything. Do you understand? Everything always had first steps to success and the you know, the date of when it was. And that was it. So that's another way that you can do it. Just make sure that every presentation you do, you have that in it. Here's another way. And that's just seeding the presentation. So seed every presentation. Seed your website with it. I know some leaders that they have this cool thing on their website where they've kind of got a news flash and they've got the list of the names of all the people that are going to first steps of success, you know, for Virginia, for example. So whatever one is up, they are promoting it so heavily that every time someone goes to their website, they see First Step Success, Virginia Beach, Virginia, and they list the names of the team members that are actually going. That's another way. Then here's another thing. It said every brand new person that I would get started, I would tell them, not only are you going to First Steps, but we need to get at least 5 brand new people to go along with you. And some of them would say, well, you know, I can't afford to fly to Virginia Beach. I said, you know what, I don't really care about that. I don't care, you know, about your money. All I care is that you have some representation at that 2-day workshop for you. And so if you're not going to go, whatever. But we got to make sure that you don't lose out completely. Because if you don't have people there, you are totally going to miss out on the momentum that's going to come out of that workshop. You are totally going to miss out on the money that's going to come out of that workshop. You are absolutely going to miss out on the skills and the fresh strategies that are coming out of that workshop. So unless you have representation in your business at that workshop, you are missing out and you are far behind everybody else that goes. So there you go. So I would tell every brand new person, not only they're going, but they're bringing people with them. Then for my existing organization, be okay, guys, how many people are we going to have representing our team at that workshop? You have to understand, if you're having a hard time with your group getting there, it's because you've made it an additional thing they can do. You've made it an option for them not to go. For my organization, it was never an option for them. It is the way we do business. It wasn't, do you understand, it's kind of like an autoship. An autoship isn't an option, it's the way we do business. So that's the way it has to be. It's part of the culture. Okay, so there's a couple little tips for you. Hopefully that's helpful for you. Number 3. I would like help learning how to motivate, I hate that word again, downline. You guys shouldn't use that word. No one wants to be under you. No one wants to be down from you. They all want to be a part of a team, though. So how do I help to motivate my organization? I feel like I have slipped into management mode and I need help getting back to recruiting. Okay, great, wonderful question. Couple things you need right off the bat. If you're in that product, well, first of all, yeah, just if you're in that product section, number one, if you are in management mode, you're in deep trouble. I mean, huge trouble. It is a matter of time before your check slides. Here's the facts. However long you've been in management mode determines how far your check slides and how fast it slides. So, click where it says view our new First Step to Success demo video. Click on it. Then click on register now. Or actually, below that, just click on that now. You are absolutely destroying your business if you're in management mode. Not only that, but you are setting a horrible example for your team. And I mean horrible. But Danny, I'm helping them. Really? Are you really helping them? Really, let's look at the results. How many of them are actually doing what you're coaching them to do? Think about it. All the time that you spend, let's say that you coach 10 people, and you know that you're spending anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour talking to them. So you're looking at 7 to 10 hours coaching them. I want to know something. Out of 10 people that you're coaching to tell them what to do, how many of them actually went out and did it? If you're lucky, 1. In most cases, 0. In those 10 hours, how many people could have you recruited? A tremendous amount. But what do I do with my team? Well, go to creating a dynasty. If you don't know what to do, come on, guys. You're only literally leaving thousands of dollars on the table. You're just leaving it right there on the table for somebody, for your upline to take, because you're not qualified to get it unless you know how to pull the best out in your people. And creating a dynasty is about pulling the best out in your team. There's a couple of things to get you started until you can actually qualify for a dynasty. Insider secrets is one of them. You need this desperately. Insider secrets to home-based business success. Click on that. It's the red CDs towards the bottom of the page, as well as expose, involve, and upgrade. Those two things are at least going to get you started in the right direction. Out of management mode. Management mode doesn't pay. You might be under a facade right now. It's paying a little bit for right now, but I'm telling you right now, buddy, you're 6 to 12 months away from it sliding south, and you're going to be scratching your head going, gosh, is there something wrong? I mean, what happened? Everything was going so good. Yep. Well, now your people's doing what you're doing, which is managing everybody, and no one's recruiting. So please, I'm here for your success. I'm not here for your demise. I'm not here to scream at you. I'm not here to yell at you. I'm not here to put you down. In fact, I don't know who some of you are. Some of you, I know you. I love you. I've been working with you for the last couple years. But a lot of you, I don't know who you are. But here's what I know. We don't need another failure in a home-based business industry. Here's what I know. We don't need another burnout. Here's what I know. We don't need another leader that's leading by the example of working 18 hours a day, 6 days a week, killing himself. We don't need that. We don't need it. We need examples of people that are actually living the business that they got in to live, and that is this. You work part-time, generate 6 or 7 figures. I did it part-time, 6 to 7 figures. If I did it, you can do it. Okay, so it's about strategy. It's about knowing how to get the job done. It's about systems, making people system-dependent instead of you-dependent. How do you get them off of you? Don't make yourself so available to be there to answer all their questions and help them with all their problems. Send them to a place where they can get that done for them. If you're the one that does that for them, they're always going to come to you. Number 4, how to best keep myself motivated on a daily basis. Great question. You know what? We all have people that seem to inspire us. We all have people that seem to motivate us. Some of us haven't found who those people are, and that's okay. And some of us are the motivator. And the question I have for you is, who is motivating the motivator? If you are the one that's always motivating and encouraging everybody else, you better do whatever it takes to make sure that you have people pouring into you. And it can't be your organization. It has to be somebody outside of your organization. Whether you hire a coach, a counselor, could be a family member, could be your spouse. But I know for me, I've always been the one encouraging and motivating everybody, and came to a point where it was very lonely at the top. And what I did is I continuously, and continue to right now, plug into seminars to grow for myself, plug in around people that are better than me, smarter than me, more advanced than me. And my husband and I both, we continuously do that, putting ourselves in a position where we're always learning. Now, for you that, you know, you, let's say that you're not the one that's always motivating and encouraging everybody, that's okay. You need to put yourself in a position and an environment where you can be motivated and encouraged, and here's why. This is so important. Without it, we die. That's why. Without it, we die. The bottom line is that is nourishment. It is water to a seed that's in fertile ground. And if we do not put ourselves in an environment where that causes us to grow, to expand, to get out of our comfort zone, that causes us to move beyond what we're already doing, to cause us to stretch ourselves, to cause us to think bigger, to see a big picture, to plan for more, and to raise our skills so that we can get more. Do you understand what I mean? And it could be more time. It could be more time with ourselves and our kids. It could be more money that we can give away to pouring into nations, you know, around the world, or pouring into our inner cities that are suffering, starving, and are cold. You know what I mean? So more of whatever it is that your heart's desire to get more of. And some of you, that's more money, more cars, more houses, more blah, blah. And that's all right, too. That's your deal. That's your deal. I'm not here to determine what your deal is. Okay, so keep yourself motivated. You got to plug yourself. I plugged myself and continue to plug myself into live training seminars that have a result of stretching me, getting me out of comfort zone, having me think beyond what I'm able to think, surrounding myself with people who are better than me. It's amazing. So I'm so excited. I'm excited for this seminar coming up, because you guys are going to be surrounded by people that are phenomenal promoters, surrounded by leadership. You'll be surrounded by big thinkers. You'll be surrounded by people who are tired of excuses. And you can't help to have that rub off on you when you're in that environment. It's just the way that it works. And so the other thing that I did and continue to do every day is I listen. I control what I listen to. So, for example, I don't watch television. I don't have time for that. I have 5 children. I don't have time for that nonsense. I'm a homeschooling mother of 2 of them. Who has time for that? audios where there are teaching audios all the time. And I'm not talking about stuff that I'm listening to teach you. No, this is actually spiritual tapes, biblical tapes. Preachers is what I like to listen to, you know, that are constantly stretching my faith and stretching my belief system to move beyond where it is right now. Do you understand? And there are some internet marketing type stuff that we'll listen to in areas of skill that we don't possess that we want to grow and learn in, as well as music that I listen to that is absolutely encouraging, uplifting, absolute nourishment to my soul, nourishment to my mind, nourishment to my heart. For example, Issa Cloverdier, she's, if you've been to First Steps, you've heard this woman sing. She's got a CD. You can find her at independentbands.com. Again, that's independentbands.com. I listen to her CD every day because it's nourishing to me. I mean, it's just nothing but good music, good lyrics, good stuff, programming me to believe, to have faith, to take risks, to move forward, and to do something that I never thought I could do. And so that, go to independentbands.com. You'll find Issa Cloverdier. Beautiful, beautiful dark woman with some cool dreads, with blonde highlights on the bottom of the dreads. I mean, she's just absolutely amazing guitarist, vocalist, songwriter, singer, amazing. Go listen to that. Okay, I'm running out of time. Number five. How can I ensure that my customers remain regular purchasers of the products I offer? Okay, great idea. The fortune's in the follow-up. The fortune is in the follow-up. So if you're going to get customers and not follow up with them, just understand that your retention is going to be a lot less. You're not going to keep as many people. So you have two rows of thought. You can go at it with all your thought, get yourself 100 customers a month and just see what sticks, whatever doesn't, whatever, be done with it. Or you can, you know, get, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 customers a month and have a follow-up system with them. You definitely want to write a card to every customer that you get, a handwritten card, not an email that is cold and impersonal, and they probably don't get most of them anyway, but a handwritten card. And make sure that when you talk to them and you build a relationship with a customer, that it wasn't just about you selling your product. It wasn't just about you trying to make them a customer on an auto ship, but that it was about you getting to know who they were and really caring about their goals of why they started on your product and help to keep them on track with their goal. And so you might also have discovered that their kid played basketball or you know, however many kids that they had or whatever, you know, something about their job, their boss, something that they like. You want to put that into the card. That's one way, just one way. I've got many ways to retain your customers. In fact, just to tell you, and again, I'm not telling you something I haven't done myself, but we built a business that I retired from now 7 years ago, my friends. 1999 is when I retired from my business. And still this day have a residual six-figure income coming in from that business because of a strong customer base. Did you hear me? Why? Relationships. Relationships is why. In fact, I talked to one of them today. And so here's the deal. You want to build relationships. You want to send cards. Even some of you want to remember some birthdays. I mean, birthday on an email thing, I think those are fun. They're kind of make you feel good kind of thing, or sending even a birthday card to some of your best clients that send you referrals. And you want to keep track of that kind of stuff. Number six, how do you retain business builders and keep them working? I have one answer for you. Go to Dynasty. I can't answer that question in an hour on the phone. I can't answer it in five hours on the phone. That is a skill that needs to be developed within you. If you do not know how to, A, get business builders, B, keep them working, C, have them do better than you, there are skills that you are missing. Missing. Do you like missing out? I don't think so. If you're qualified to go to Dynasty, you better be there. If not, get yourself qualified right away. The first chance you have to qualify yourself is going to First Steps in Virginia Beach. Okay, next question. I want to know how to start from scratch in a brand new city. Great question. I've done that so many times. In fact, when I was single, that's what I used to do. I used to just go one city, spend 30 days, build an organization, leave that city, go into another city, build it for 30 days, go on to another city, build it for 30 days, go into another city, build it for 30 days, build 18 offices in 1 year. Build 18 offices in 1 year, year and a half actually, year and a half, build 18 offices and had these cities producing hundreds of thousands of dollars in volume. I'm telling you, our worst city was doing $60,000-$70,000 a month in sales volume, but the majority of them, a couple hundred thousand dollars a month in sales volume, $200,000-$300,000 a month. I mean, that's pretty outrageous. And so here's what you want to know. It's all about duplication and how do you open up a new city. It's not very difficult. Number one is that before you get there, or even if you're already there, you want to network from the city that you came from. and asking some of those people, who do you know in so-and-so? Who do you know in, you know, say that you're, you know, I'm going to use a different, let's say that you're, you know, moving on to, Sydney. Okay. Let's say you want to build an, you're moving to Sydney, Australia, and you want to build an organization over there. And so what you would want to do if you're coming from, let's say, the Gold Coast, Sydney's not all that far away from there, but let's say that, you know, you start networking in that local area, then who do you know in Sydney? Our company's expanding the area. We're looking for someone to head up an entire organization up there, and we're really needing some help. And so, you know, who do you know that possesses some really good people skills, they're a team player, and they're self-motivated? I mean, that's simple. So you start networking. In fact, if you were to make your list of names and contacts that you have, what you want to do is you want to be networking throughout that list and asking that question that I just gave you. I mean, that was just a script that I just gave you for free on the phone. So use that script. Again, this call is being recorded. You can listen to it tomorrow online at DannyJohnson.com. So that's one of them. And the name of the game is recruit, recruit, recruit. Talk to people, talk to people, talk to people, talk to people like crazy. And when you're meeting with that first new organization, you tell them, say, hey, listen, we've built this on the Gold Coast. We're moving here to Sydney. And here's the deal. We are going to build this leadership in this area. This is not on trial. We've done this in many cities before. So we're looking for somebody. The first people in this area are going to be the ones that are going to be the most profitable because of timing. And so we're looking for someone that's absolutely teachable and willing to plug into First Steps to Success. Going to be on the website, DannyJohnson.com, every single day, listening to one archive call each and every day. You're going to own every one of the products that you have available on there because that's how we're going to begin duplicating your business here in Sydney. So we're looking to make a success story right here in the Sydney area, and I'm not messing around here. So if you can follow the directions, if you're willing to work, willing to learn, and willing to give it a try, we're going to go to work together, and you may be that story. If you are not willing to work, learn, and try, then we don't need to waste each other's time. It's that simple. So anyway, it's all on how you lead the vision of that brand new area. Creating a dynasty is going to go into a lot of that, about someone casting a vision between a brand new city or a brand new organization and getting that team to follow you and to build it and to duplicate, even after you're gone, to build it better than when you were there. Number eight, moving quickly. For somebody whose business is stuck, what do you see the top three priorities in getting unstuck? Number one, first steps to success. And the people of God, they're going to tell you, yes, you want to get unstuck? I'll make it painful for you that you're stuck. You'll get unstuck. Number two, recruit like crazy. Talk to lots of people. Number three, get those recruits to first steps to success. That's going to keep momentum in your business. You'll find, as Tom and Kim down in Southern California have found, that the people that they had in their organization that plugged in every single month of first steps made the most amount of money in their organization. Hands down, no questions asked. Okay? Another organization, a corporation that actually monitored it, the people that plugged in the first steps made 11 times more money than those that did not. There's no disputing the facts. The numbers are what they are. Okay? So the choice is yours. So again, plug in a first step to success. Number two, talk to people like people. Recruit people. Put them in front of the business presentation. Get them closed and plug them into the next first steps to success. If you want to have two things done at once, you want to kill two birds with one stone, get busy now. Get people to first steps in Virginia and get those people to bring people to the next opportunity to go to a first step to success, which we don't know what country that's going to be in as of right now. All we know is Virginia is the next opportunity. Okay, number nine. How do I create a sense of urgency for all the people in my business who say they want to build? I've been doing it this entire hour long. This entire hour I've been creating urgency. Now, promote, promote, promote. Listen, when you give people the option that, oh, they can wait till next time, there's no urgency in waiting till next time. If you notice, we don't give you an event more than 30 days out, unless, of course, there's a leadership event that only qualified people can go to. But you don't know if we're having an event in July or not. There's a reason for it. Why? Because there's no urgency in knowing if there's an event in July. But there is urgency knowing this is your last chance that we know of right now for you to be able to get your business on track, moving forward in momentum into the summer months. That's what we know. That's what we know. Okay? So here's the deal. Urgency, there is no urgency in sending someone to a website and telling them you're going to call them back in 2 days. There's no urgency in that. There's urgency in I'll call you back in 15 minutes. There's urgency in, you know what, tomorrow, in the next 48 hours, we are going to be making our decision based on this advertising campaign. So if you want, if you're serious, get back to me so I can get you that information you requested. That's urgency, okay? Urgency is not, hey, you know, well, whenever you can afford it, then you can, you know, maybe eventually get the insurance. you can afford it, then you can plug in, you know, to our Saturday training that we're having. And, you know, oh, you can't this week. What about 2 weeks from now? You'll be able to listen to that conference call then. There's no urgency in any of that nonsense. No. You have to have urgency in what you do. And so you're the one that sets the policy for urgency. You're the one that lays out the picture and the plan. And if your plan and picture has any room in it for, oh, next time, guess what? There's no urgency in next time. Number 10, I'm getting it done. How do I stack team members for the most outrageous growth possible? Okay, this is how. You never put anyone underneath somebody else that is not working. So this is how you do it. You make people work for it. And so if you want more information on that, if you go to the website, in the archives calls, if you look back a year ago, September, it'll be September, 2004. Gosh, man, time is flying. September 2004 and August 2004, it'd be the middle of the month. They were following a first step to success, yeah. And you'll find calls on building momentum, making the most out of your month, taking a bunch of zeros and turning it into volume, okay? So you'll find calls on that. There's an hour-long teaching on that. If you already have the North Carolina CDs, you've got the best training on that, on those CDs. Can't tell you which CD it is. But here, if you're clicking on products right now, you see the very first set of products on there is they're green, they're CDs, they're green CDs. Danny Johnson Live in North Carolina, that's on there. That will help you tremendously build a fire, to build leverage, and to make the most out of the leverage that you're building. So for outrageous growth possible, you make people work for what it is that you're going to give them. You never take somebody or a customer or volume and you put it underneath somebody that is dead that you're trying to motivate. Don't ever do that. You want to help those that are working. Help those who are helping themselves. You do not want to put some fire in a pond of slop, a pond of nothing, a pond of something that's not going anywhere. It'll kill the momentum that you have in the fire of the brand new person. I can talk to you about that for hours. And again, creating a dynasty, we'll be talking about that as well. Hey, one final last thing that I want to tell you guys about. It's kind of exciting. If you go to, we've got something that Minneapolis were the first people to be able to hear about it. Some of you have been hearing a tiny little bit about it, but you have not been able to get a hold of it. And here's where I want to send you. Right now, if you go to prospectandcloseyourwaytomillions.com. Again, that's prospectandcloseyourwaytomillions.com. That is where you're going to find those CDs that you guys have been anxiously waiting for months now, since last October, when we did this particular event, and then some of you were a part of an event in, Las Vegas in March. The Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions, these are seven CDs packed with role-playing, packed with how not to do it and how to do it right. It's got how to overcome your fear of people and explode your business in the process, how to instantly make friends and build trust with anyone that you talk to, how to outsell your competition without any technical knowledge of your product, how to qualify objections and make your prospect feel valuable, how to start an effective follow-up call conversation that leads to results and referrals, how to effortlessly close 90% of your prospects just by changing your attitude and changing your skill set, and how to quickly duplicate your efforts. Prospecting Closure to Millions is on there. If you want to bring your prospects to their knees, begging you to work with them, the 7 CD set, Prospect And, which is A-N-D, Close Your Way to Millions. You're going to come to that site. That's where you're able to get a hold of that particular product line. You will not find that on the DannyJohnson.com website, but you will find it on Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions. So just go take a look at it. Read up on it. You might need it. You might not. I don't know. You might already be so awesome at prospecting that you don't need it. But just go take a look at it. No big deal. Prospect and Close Your Way. You have to type the whole thing out. No spaces. Oops, and I just put a space in. Here we go. .com. Prospectandcloseyourwaytomillions.com. There you go. Okay, gang. I think that's it. We went through all 10 of those questions. And again, hello, Aussies. Just to put some fuel in your fire, you guys are literally just a few people away from beating out the number one state in the United States that's hosting the event, which is the state of California. Crazy, isn't it? Absolutely nuts. So, again, largest international showing at this particular event. Virginia Beach, Virginia. I already told you about the processing and closing classes taking place in June. There will not be a class in July. There will not be a class in August, and there will not be a class in September. I'm traveling internationally. It's my honeymoon, actually not my honeymoon, but we're renewing our vows. So anyway, gang, that's it for me. You know what I have to tell all of you, Americans, we've got people from Afghanistan that are on our website. We've got people from Iraq, from Israel, all over Europe, Russia, China, Japan, Malaysia, all over the place. Obviously, our friends down under. We've got just about every major country, major market in the world represented on this website. And I just want to tell you how absolutely proud I am to be a part of what you're doing. We are honored to be in business with you. We absolutely know and believe that if you stick it out, that you don't quit, that you put your head down, that you forge ahead, that you gain the skill that is necessary for you to succeed, then you're going to be able to achieve things that you never thought were possible. Because if this broke cocktail waitress who is homeless could become a millionaire inside of 2 years, then so can you. Then so can you. So persist. Don't give in. Don't give up. Put your head down. Get over your excuses, and let's start making things happen. Canadians, we're looking forward to seeing you next weekend as well. You're just over the border from us, and as well as 41 states that are represented at Creating a Dynasty. This is going to be an exciting thing. So we pray that you will have an absolute amazing week, that the floodgates of heaven will open up before you, that you will have favor with men and women, that you will have your businesses grow, your territories expand, that you'll have an amazing week this week of absolute production and momentum, that your families would be protected, that your children would be protected, and that you will rise up in faith and walk by faith and not by sight and make more happen this week than you did last week. So we are absolutely confident that he is faithful and will finish whatever it has been that has started with you. So I'm going to open up the lines. All of us wish each other good night, and God bless.